Peaceful day, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Sunny Days Podcast. If you are new, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back and thank you for returning. I really appreciate it, as always. All right, so last week we talked about where do we begin in our shadow work journey, and pretty much I skimmed over the first chapter of Momentum without giving it away, because I'm not giving it away. You gotta go get it yourself. If you do want it, I am giving a special discount for Sunny Days listeners, and that is the code. If you want to get it for, I think I did it for $5 off, you'll go to my website, www.thebluesun.com, and the promo code is Sunny Days Listeners with an S, and you'll get a special discount off of the Shadow Workbook Momentum. But anyways, we went over briefly acceptance and where do we begin on our shadow working journey. And if you have not listened to that episode yet, this is a whole series, so you might want to go back and listen before you start this one. But on this episode, we are going to talk about the next chapter in Momentum without giving away the deets, and it is trust. So let's get right into it. Trust. Oh, I know this is the most difficult stage to get past in shadow work, but a very, very rewarding stage to get past in shadow work. And this is something that definitely follows us from childhood into our adulthood, because that very first person who is in our life who breaks our trust kind of sets the tone for everyone else. So let's say it was someone who was a caretaker that did something very small, very, very small to us. But, you know, as children, things are a little bit more dramatic. But no matter what the size of it, no matter how minuscule the situation is, it impacted us somehow. We somehow started to lose trust for that adult, whoever it may be. Hopefully it wasn't someone that was very close to us, but majority of the time it is. And that's where it begins. And that's what sets the tone for everyone else who follows after that person. We automatically are put into the mindset of, can I trust this person with my life, with my words, with my secrets, with my heart, with me, just whatever. And that those questions, while they're good to ask, if you're constantly in a mindset of, I can't trust this person, I can't trust you, I can't trust them, I can't trust, you're going to keep attracting people who you can't trust, because you're constantly thinking about it, or you're constantly not wanting it to happen. And spirit can't detect between not wanting something and wanting something. It just hears people I don't trust, people I don't trust, people I don't trust. And it's just like, okay, here you go. And it's just like, no, it's not what I wanted. But that's what you're thinking about. So it's kind of what you're asking for. That's why a lot in these episodes, I'm going to talk about mindset. And that's the very, very, very first thing I talk about in Momentum, in the Psycho-Cybernetics chapter, is changing our ways of thinking, making them go different directions and completely pulling them away from the past thoughts that we were once really, really, really like attached to, and just changing our ways of thinking about people and about things, because those are what's going to lead us into the spot in the place of where we want to be. If we're constantly thinking that we can't trust people or we can't trust our environment and everything like that, then you're going to constantly keep attracting things that are not trustworthy. That's not what you want. I know it can be difficult with people that you don't know flowing into your life, or situations that you are unaware of flowing into your life. Can you trust that you'll be okay? Can you trust that these people won't hurt you? Can you trust any of this? And if you doubt it, then you're gonna kill the beautiful thoughts that surround it, you should really be careful of the way you are thinking daily and the way you are thinking around people if you want to attract situations where you have full trust in whatever it is. Then put your brain there. That's where you need to go sit in. That's the world you need to go live in so that those things can come to you naturally. But with the majority of us, I want to say even all of us, trust is a big issue. And it is something that could hold us back from a lot. And this is not to say go out there and be gullible. Please don't do that. That's not to say that at all. But it's to say put your mindset in a place where you trust yourself and trust that you know that you won't make any hasty decisions or any choices or decisions that will harm you or anyone around you. You just have to trust yourself. And that's where it all begins. All of this all begins with you. So if you don't trust yourself, how can you expect to trust anybody around you? And you have to really sit and ask yourself, do I really trust myself? Do I trust myself to make smart decisions? Or am I sometimes in a mindset of, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway? Do I still have the mindset of an 18-year-old? Or am I going to trust myself to do what's best for me and what's best for my future? So be really mindful of that. And in this chapter in Momentum, I ask several questions towards trust that could give you some answers. And even if you don't embark on a shadow work journey with this book, doing it yourself and asking yourself questions and asking yourself why afterwards and continuing that cycle until you get to an answer. Whew, that's kind of what led me down this whole shadow work journey, was just going down a rabbit hole of questions that led me eventually to some sort of answer. And then me working on that answer or improving whatever that answer was. So ask yourself the necessary questions. If you need guidance, that's what this whole book is for, is to give you some side of guidance and give you a start. Because it's really difficult to figure out where to begin when you feel like you're in shambles and like everything around you is just like, like the dog and around surrounded by the fire meme. And it's just like, this is fine. That's the process of shadow work, I feel like. And when you begin it, it's not peaches and cream. It's not sunflowers and rainbows. It's definitely the dog surrounded by fire saying, this is fine. And because it is. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. Because it's all for a reason. It's all burning down all those things around you that are unnecessary and not needed to help you grow. So they're moving things out of the way to make room for things that are new. So if things around you seem to be burning down, just know that from the dirt, beautiful things grow. So be patient with yourself. Be patient with others, especially if they don't understand what it is you're going through, or, you know, you might have to end up starting to isolate yourself a little bit during this process, because it can get ugly. It really can. This is not a beautiful journey, because you're going to be changing things about you that you have made habitual. They got to go. They have to go. And that's what makes this journey a beautiful one, yet a one that's challenging, but so, so, so worth it in the end. It's so worth it. I promise you. Take it from someone who's been through the experience and somewhat understands and knows. And I'm still going through it, but my awareness now is way different. So it's something that I can go through, not with ease, but I can breathe a little bit through it. It helps to have people in your life who support you and who love you, because it can get difficult. Even if those are people that you don't want to talk to, just having someone there that you know that you can go to if it ever does get really, really difficult and you just need somebody there to support you. And if that no one there exists, then I'm here. I exist. Whoops. And you can come to me. Because I'm cool like that. Cool like that. All right. I trust that this episode led you down some way of thinking that will help you throughout this week, throughout this month, the year, whatever. I hope you grasped onto something from it. And if you don't have the book, again, for everyone who's listening, you'll get a discount, $5 discount, on the book on my website, thebluesun.com, and the code is Sunny Days Listeners. So I love you. I trust that all of your dreams come true, family, and all of your manifestations flow to you, and that you have a sunny days. Peace.